Hello guys, how you doing? Good to have you guys back. All the beautiful faces. You guys are beautiful people. Shoot them.
How long does it take you to put away the injuries?
Of course, that question first. There's gonna be more of that, but no, it's tough. You know, you work so hard to get to that point. You know, you put in. You sacrifice a lot, you know. You sacrifice, you got to get massages, you got to take care of your body. Come in here, playing late, you know, it's sacrificing. You know, it took a while to let go, but you got to move on from it to learn from it and, you know, start back on the grind. And that's exactly, I think that's what our team did. And, you know, now we know the hard work it takes to get to that point in the season, you know. The dedication, the teamwork, the responsibilities, the attitude, you know, the sacrifice that each player has to do each and every year.
Can you tell a different vibe around the facilities this season compared to off-season programs?
You know, this is week one. You know, we're in a brand new, beautiful building. You know, but that don't mean we ain't gonna win no ball games. But yeah, it's a vibe, man. I think we know the hard work we got to put in to get where we want to go. And you know, and it doesn't take an individual. It takes a whole team to buy in, the coaching staff, everybody to buy in, and you know, and I think that's where we're heading.
Ever since you kind of look back late last season, how much did the plantar fascia bother you late in the year, and how's that doing now?
You know, I tore week 9, so I played the whole rest of the season with it, so it bothered me. If anybody had a torn plantar fascia, you know, I completely tore mine, so you know, it's doing great. I feel good, you know, and you know, I'm excited to be back here, you know, going on my 9th year. And, you know, I'm just ready, you know, for whatever, you know, this year throws at us as a team. And what can we do to get better? You know, how can we improve on the film? You know, you got to be hard on yourself. And what things can we do to improve as a team?
What does this facility do for lift up experience? Does it give you a competitive advantage? What do you think?
Like I said, you know, having a brand new facility don't mean you're going to win any games. You know, you got to come in, you got to put the hard work in. Everybody starts at 0-0, and we got to do it day in and day out. You know, we got to work hard. We got to go to meetings on time. We got to be responsible. We got to, at practice, you got to get better. So it's all the little things that build the championship team.
Hey, Everson, what do you think when you see the aggressive moves of the offseason to get Kirk Cousins, get Sheldon Richardson? When you're sitting back watching that, what are your impressions?
I like it, you know. I like it, you know. I love a Kirk Cousins, you know. For the past 3 seasons, he threw for 4,000 yards. Now he has dominant receivers. He has Thielen. He has Diggs. He has Kyle Rudolph. So we got tremendous, tremendous guys that he could get the ball to. A tremendous running game. Dalvin Cook, you know, he's gonna be fully healthy now, and you can see what he did in the first 3 games before he got hurt, or I don't know how many games, but before he got hurt, you know, he was only getting better. So having him and Latavius back there is going to give us a 1-2 punch. And then bringing Sheldon Richardson in is music to my ears. You know, I love seeing that, you know, because the fastest way to the quarterback is up the middle. And, you know, and if he's getting pressure up the middle, that means we can use more speed. You know, we're not getting as much chips. He's dominant. You know, he's got to learn how to pass rush a little bit. That's why he's here. But we got the best D-line coach in the NFL, you know, Andre Patterson. And he's going to help him tremendously because that's what he does. He know how to make guys better each and every year.
Everson, can you put your fingers on, just put your finger on what happened those last 6 quarters? It was so different compared to what you guys did 16 and a half games.
I don't know. Everything. Attitude, fatigue, you know, just the season, you know, never been in there before, no one know how to handle it. It could be different, numerous things, but you know, but I think the biggest thing is that, you know, now we know what we have to do, now we know how to prepare, and you know, it was tough. And you know, they won the game, they were the better team. So it's no hard feelings, you know. We gotta move on in our profession and get better each and every year.
Harrison, what does it mean to be a part of this defense that the team keeps trying to contribute to an offseason going after? You talked about Richardson, they lock up Kendricks for a while, you know, he's part of it. But to be a part of this defense that they continue to try to improve on, what does it mean to be a part of that?
It's amazing, man. Just seeing how they trying to put together a championship defense. You know, like the old saying, defense wins championships, and it's true. You know, we gave our offense a lot of opportunities last year to get off to get back on the field and score more points. And, you know, and we did our job on the other end. And they did a tremendous job scoring points and scattered kick and field goals and scored points. But the things that they're keeping around, signing Xavier Rose, me, Linval Joseph, bringing in Sheldon. We got the young buck, Daniil. You know, he's still learning how to be a starter. So with that, with them key pieces that we have, you know, now it's up to us to put in the time and the effort and take the responsibility to get the job done. You know, people always want to talk about the wall of America. That's what they want to call us or whatever. We're not in the wall of America. We got to do our job to become that. You know, we got to do our job to become great, and that's what we got to do.
You faced Kirk Cousins before. What will he bring to this team from the defenses, what the defense has to prepare for?
As I see right now, he's a leader, man. He's vocal. He talks up. And that's the number one thing. You know, you need a quarterback that's going to be vocal. He talks up. He's a leader, and he's going to make the necessary calls. But, you know, being vocal and getting guys where they need to go and being a leader, that's how you can action them. And, you know, he can throw the ball. He can make any throw, you know, and he's also mobile. He's sneaky fast. So having those attributes is just a icing on the cake. So I think it's great to have him here.
You talked about Sheldon's on-field talents and stuff. What have you kind of gathered from him just about his excitement to be here and his mentality?
He loves it already. You know, when I first seen him, I called him on the phone first and foremost to get him here, and I think Linval called him too, and he's just a good guy. You know, we talk all day, we kid around, and, you know, his attitude, you know, he wants to learn the knowledge, he wants to grow knowledge, and he wants to learn how to be great. And being here with us, and that's all we thrive for. We come out each and every day when we hit the practice field to be dominant, to learn, to get your body to do all the right things. And I think he's buying into the concept from start to finish. You know, today working out, competing. You know, it's all about competing. You know, once you lose that competitive edge, there's nothing else.
So you were recruiting him?
Of course I was.
What was your theme?
My selling point was when Coach Zimmer had Geno Atkins. You know, he was dominant, and in his defense, you need a dominant three technique. And you watch any defense that Coach Zimmer coached, you know, they had a dominant three technique, and look what they did. And, you know, we got the best D-line coach in the NFL that know how to, you know, build guys, get them better, and that's where I sold them on.
Everson, with the draft coming up, you were a fourth-round pick. Diggs, we'll talk to him later, fifth round. What does it say about the way the Vikings have been able to get some real good guys, you know, in later rounds?
It's not where you start, it's where you finish. You know, that's what I tell young guys, you know. It don't matter if you're undrafted free agent. Look at Marcus Sherrills. This is going on his ninth year, and he was an undrafted free agent. You know, me and him, this is both our ninth years, and it's crazy. But, you know, you got to come out, you got to work, you got to be able to work hard and listen. That's the biggest thing. If I give them guys one thing, is listen to the coaches, because they're here to benefit you. Listen to them.
Yep, thank you.